This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mind the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. There's some callers waiting to chat here, and we have Dr. Michael Bull going to join us shortly as our guest on. Okay, great. Superb. And I want to thank all our listeners. 550 K-Fire, 1460 KLTC, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, Williston, Watford City, Newtown, Stanley, Tioga. I could say a few more. Crosby, Ross. One of the others in there? That's right. Love that part of the world. Oil capital of the North Dakota is where the actual tower is. In Tioga for KTGO. Also, of course, AM 1100 The Flag at 970 WDAY. So we're glad to have you along on the program today. We have Minnesota's Attorney General at the bottom of the hour, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment coming up. More of your voices as well on the program, but we start with Dr. Mike LeBeau, who's president of the Sanford Health Bismarck region. Mike, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Scott.
So last time we talked, we were talking about the challenges related to the numbers that were spiking and the amount of staffed beds that you had, and you were looking at sort of data that says, okay, cases are here, so that means so many will need hospitalization, and we just get through Thanksgiving, we'll handle this, we'll get to it. First of all, how'd we do after Thanksgiving, and how are we sitting today?
Yeah, from my standpoint, Scott, really starts with just gratitude to our fellow North Dakotans. You know, I think when we put our mind to stuff, we do excellent on our own. I think it really is a strength of our state. As of right now, we've made it through Thanksgiving very well. Numbers continue to come down. As you look at those daily numbers, as we see a decrease in active cases, decreased positivity rate, we're starting to see the reprieve in our hospitals, and we're grateful for it. And so it's really a chance to say thank you for everybody for doing the hard work that needed to be done.
So as those numbers have gone back down, is there the correlating decrease in the use of hospital beds as well?
Yeah, so we're just starting to see it. As you look, there's about a two-week lag between active cases and hospitalizations, and so we're just now starting to see kind of the decrease in hospitalization. So as we look at this, you know, we feel good where we're at today. We're grateful where we're at today. And, you know, it's an exciting day for healthcare. I can tell you that vaccinations have arrived to the hospitals, and the initial vaccinations are going to start today. So, you know, we see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Wow. To see that shipment come in has got to be something, huh?
Oh, it's really exciting for our frontline workers who are standing in harm's way every day, and so it's just the tool that they have that protects them. It's a great day.
So how do you do that? I know obviously healthcare workers get a priority, as they should, in the ones fighting this fight on the front line, but you know, I mean, how do you decide who amongst the healthcare workers and how long before you threw all of your staff?
Yeah, so we start with, you know, the true front-facing healthcare workers, the ones that are caring for patients, are first up. Physicians, nurses, you know, techs on the floors, long-term care employees, you know, that's first. Second up then is going to be our highest risk nursing home residents, elderly with multiple medical conditions, and then we'll just continue to go down a list as far as who's up next.
Wow, what an undertaking. And really, vaccines, if you look at history, average is, you know, not uncommon for them to take 10 years to come out, 5 years in some cases, but not as, nearly as many. So to have this one inside of a year is pretty extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. One, I think there's been a significant dollar investment. And so across our country, we've invested in preparation for this. But I think one of the unique things about this is the science of these vaccines is much more advanced than it was even 5 years ago. And so this has been an ongoing study. This wasn't just drawn up from scratch. It really was kind of a culmination of several years of research, multiple years of research. And so it's really based on a platform that's well known to us.
How does the vaccine for your staff and the vaccine for obviously the public at some point as well change the game here?
Well, ultimately, I mean, in the old days before vaccinations, when you went through a pandemic, you just had to wait till you had herd immunity. And you heard us talking about that many times, but that's 60 to 80% of our population has to be exposed to the disease. Well, shoot, we're only about 15%. So we're still light years away from herd immunity with us all getting it. This really then gives us that herd immunity that we need. And from an optimistic standpoint and from a business perspective, it really allows us, as we get a certain number of folks in our communities with vaccinations, really being able to protect our vulnerable. This really allows us to open things up and get back to kind of that new day.
There's some stories out there in different places about effects from the COVID-19 disease that are, you know, ongoing, that keep going after. And I've heard one recently about neurological issues. Is there anything you're seeing that are we far enough along to have a good handle on what after effects there may be that linger and stay, or is this just like anything, there's going to be some outliers?
Yeah, I think every week that goes by, we learn a little bit more. It's like any viral illness. Most of them are, you know, pretty self-contained. We recover well, but a lot of viruses have multiple effects in the body. A lot of that neurological stuff, that brain fog, weakness that people talk about, fatigue, can take a long time to recover from viral illnesses for some folks, and we don't necessarily know who's going to be affected how. And so it just kind of is a waiting game. But, you know, we see some long-term effects, but, you know, generally most people will recover, you know, in a self-contained, you know, 100% recovery mode.
Talking with Dr. Mike LeBeau, Sanford Health Bismarck president, about where we're at now post the surge, if you will, the latest surge, and that number coming back down. And is that number, I mean, again, you know, I'm not sure if we know why we spiked this last time, right? Some say colder weather is driving people inside. I mean, because it did happen in some of the colder climates. But do we believe that this is just going to continue to decline? I mean, is that what we see happening? I mean, just we hit the peak, and now we're coming back down, and it's going to remain that way now that the vaccine is here?
That's the million-dollar question to me. It's really difficult. You know, we're all pretty tired of this. It's kind of a pretty good spot to, you know, take a breath. We're asking everybody just to hang in there with us a bit longer. We think we got to get through the holidays. You know, continue to protect ourselves. You know, we're still asking people to wear masks. We're asking people to social distance. And what I'm really hoping is that we can get through the holidays as we start to get a certain percentage vaccinated. But we still see some months ahead of us where, you know, we're battling. And so I don't think we're out of the woods today by any stretch. But like I said, again, what we've done, what we've been able to accomplish with decreasing the positivity rate and the number of active cases, I think speaks to who we are as North Dakotans and communities.
Texter says, can you ask why the doctors are not prescribing medications that work for COVID? And is it considered malpractice for not trying the alternatives? We hear from a lot of people they're frustrated about, early stages. They want something that they know will, help them weather this and have a tough time getting it.
Yeah, so, this is new enough that the medications probably haven't caught up. In full disclosure, most of our viral illnesses we don't have medications for. Our medical treatment is really just supportive. We do have an antiviral for influenza. We don't really have an antiviral that's proven for COVID. It's not new enough. We are doing a couple of the antibody treatments. They're difficult. They're off label. You got to have safety protocols in place to make sure that you're keeping people safe as you're using new medications. And I understand the frustration, but it really is to protect our public as we're using new medications. You got to be very cautious and you got to make sure you have everything in order.
So best thing there is just patient to doctor, have that dialogue, know why it's not possible. Just keep talking to your doctor, right?
Yeah, you bet. That's definitely the message we want to get out to people.
Thanks for the update, Mike. Appreciate it very much. And stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Thanks for having me today, Scott.
Dr. Mike Laveau, president of Sanford Bismarck Region, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Mike and Fargo, you're next.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3, liquid ice, Kellogg's, Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA. Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, they just finished building a new school, and then knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo guys that love the Be the Buffalo spirit of so many people in the great state of North Dakota. Give them a shout out. Anybody you see with that Be the Buffalo spirit that just turns into the storm and then just goes right into the storm. That's the Buffalo way. That's the folks that make the world go round. That's our military. That's our law enforcement. Healthcare workers, right into the storm of COVID, do what they need to do to take care of us. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Give us a call. There's a new report out. There's some breaking news that an email has been unearthed where Hunter Biden is, in fact, acknowledging he did not report the $400,000 in income, which was the original, I guess, part of the investigation of Hunter Biden. So, there you go. The Biden campaign is, of course, putting this on Trump, saying it's they're trying to attack the president-elect and his family in any way they can. Interesting. So, now you know. Anybody surprised? Raise your hand if you're surprised. We'll see what that means. This one's going to be around for a while. Mike in Fargo, thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
I don't know if it was the end of last week or over the weekend, I saw a television report out of Australia about some of the people getting the vaccine for COVID and coming up with false positives for HIV, having HIV now. And I just think, you know, they push these vaccines through and you know, all the other good and bad things about vaccines, I think they just need to be looked at before everybody starts lining up in mass to start getting vaccines.
So you're saying they took the vaccine for COVID, and then they had a false positive for HIV?
Yeah.
As a result?
A TV station out of Australia. So I don't know how much of that gets proliferated through our quote-unquote news in this country, but it's something to look at before you jump in line, I think.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. My personal opinion on the coronavirus is I see that differently as a vaccine than I would, nobody's doubting you should get the polio vaccine, right? And some of these things that obviously, in some cases, kids are required to have. So people choose not to have the COVID vaccine. It's America. They can choose not to do that. Maybe they say, I'm going to get it and be done. We don't know yet if you're done. You notice how that was originally the plan? You got it, you're done. That was herd immunity, and then it sort of went away. So I don't know what to make of all that. Texter says, to think that the Bidens' connection to China has nothing to do with COVID is just plain blank. And says, fill in the blank. I'm not making up the blank. Nothing to do with COVID is just plain blank. Want to fill in the blank?
Maybe not.
Texter says, you have not said anything about the states in question not holding new elections. New elections would be a remedy. That's up to the courts. Can you ask the doctor if you already had COVID-19? Do you need the vaccine? I'm sorry. I could, but he's gone. That's a good question, though. I've not heard anybody ask that. If you had COVID-19, do you still take the vaccine? My guess is they're going to say yes now because of the stories about the others. Regarding North Dakota's COVID response, I'm looking at a letter here from Joan Connell. Joan's been a guest of ours before on the program. She advises Governor Burgum, and she's the Physician Advisory Group Chair of the North Dakota Medical Association. She writes a letter saying, thank you for, this isn't to anybody in particular, it says for immediate release, thank you for your commitment to health and reducing the pandemic spread. As a physician and chair of the North Dakota Medical Association's Physician Advisory Group, I extend a sincere thank you to the citizens of North Dakota on behalf of NDMA and PAG team for choosing health. By supporting Governor Burgum and Interim State Health Officer Dirk Wilkie's pandemic health orders, you have contributed greatly to saving lives and reducing the COVID-19 spread. As we navigate through the transition to a new normal, it brings us hope as healthcare workers to see community members join the fight to help beat the disease so we may once again reclaim the life we knew. But for now, we need to hang tight and do what is best to protect our neighbors, families, and friends. Does anybody remember at any point thinking, gosh, my neighbors don't care about this? My community doesn't care.
Exactly.
They're flippant about their... I don't. Oh, I saw some college kids in a bar. Well, college kids in a bar are going to be college kids in a bar. That's called human nature. They're calculating the fact that they are young and have a very, very, very low risk. Otherwise, I didn't see it. We are pleased to learn the North Dakotans have each other's backs. I am too, but I think we have all along. A recent poll conducted by the North Dakota Newspaper Association shows the majority of North Dakotans believing that wearing a mask and social distancing are the most effective ways to stop the virus, a position that increases with age. In addition, almost eight out of ten North Dakotans believe that wearing masks and social distancing should continue regardless of the impact on the economy. This is long, so I'm not going to get through all of it. They thank Governor Burgum again. Here's a shot at South Dakota. South Dakota, a state with no statewide mask requirement. Can you just hear the tsk, 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 tsk? How dare they? They didn't require it. A state with no statewide mask requirement and fewer restrictions in North Dakota is surpassing North Dakota in hospitalizations, 7-day death rates, and infections. I don't know what charts I've seen, but the charts I've seen show South Dakota going down just exactly the way North Dakota's gone down. So I don't know why the chart's different, but there's a few other metrics in there. Anyway, you've got the gist of it. Ryan in Aberdeen, real quick, go.
Hey, Scott, you made a comparison a little bit ago about polio vaccines and COVID vaccine. I don't think that's a particularly apt comparison because the COVID vaccine is the first in a new generation of mRNA vaccines that work differently than vaccines have traditionally worked. The ramifications of that, I'm not sure exactly what that all entails, but...
What I was trying to say is you don't doubt whether or not to take a polio vaccine. Most folks, wouldn't doubt whether or not to take it. You may doubt whether or not to take the... other vaccine. I mean, huge numbers are, according to polls. I'm going to take it. I don't want to have to wonder and have the risk, but I think people can take the risk based on their own situation.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation, and all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Electoral College meets today. The electors will gather in their states and cast votes individually and on paper ballots for president and vice president. The Constitution is clear that electors, not voters, select the president and vice president. Monday is the day the electors officially cast their presidential votes.
Nobody can go in and say, oh, congratulations on running a good race. They didn't run a good race. They cheated. They dropped hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right.
They did things that nobody's ever seen, and we caught them. no judge has had the courage, including the Supreme Court. I am so disappointed in them. No judge, including the Supreme Court of the United States, has had the courage to allow it to be heard.
A defiant President Trump on Fox after the Army-Navy football game. Email systems were breached at the Treasury and Commerce Departments. The Trump administration acknowledged on Sunday that Russian hackers broke into a range of key government networks. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. You know why? You eat well. You eat really well during the Christmas holiday, which is well underway. We're in Advent right now, folks. I mean, it is Christmas. So I think I'd start today with a good home-cooked meal. And it's even got a little grab-and-go convenience if you're on the run. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes in Hammond Valley City, scalloped potatoes in Yulin. I'm going to go right there. You know why? They don't have ham in them. Don't like the ham on my scalloped potatoes. I'll go to Yulin today. What else? We got Salisbury Steak, 12th Avenue North and I-29. Beef Stroganoff, West Main Avenue and West Fargo. Sausage Potato in Harwood. Monday means any fresh-baked muffin is just 99 cents, too. Great grab-and-go convenience. Great food. Home cooking. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent ya. Okay? Okay. The Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, is someone we appreciate coming on. We don't always agree, but we at least can have out the discussion, and we're concerned about situation up in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. So we welcome back to the program, What's on Your Mind, the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. Keith, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. How are you today?
We're doing well. We want to talk a little bit about this situation in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And I know they're not alone. I know there's a couple of other Minnesota restaurants that are in the middle of this. But I want to start just with a hypothetical and think about if you switched hats and you're the proprietor of this place, Your government issues order after order after order after order that affects your business, right? You can have half as many people as normal. You've got to shut off half your tables. You've got to, the restrictions, the hours are reduced. And your livelihood's in this place, right? It's your future. It's your 401k. It's your retirement. It's everything. And you just see it fade away. Your employees have to go home. You can't, they make less. It just is, it's painful, right? Because people pour themselves into the business. So if it was Keith Ellison's boardwalk, wouldn't you feel exactly the way that this woman does in East Grand Forks?
I think I would. I think you make an excellent point. I would feel that way. And just so you know, I mean, I don't feel good about having to enforce these laws any more than a police officer feels good about pulling somebody over and issuing a ticket. I don't feel good about what I'm doing, but it's necessary for overall public safety. So your point is very well taken. This is very hard. I think that it is important for the state and federal government to say, if we're going to say that you can't operate because of COVID deaths and infections, that there's going to be some kind of a bridge to get you to the other side of it. And so I think that is entirely a good point. But it doesn't change my situation, because as Attorney General, I have to safeguard the health and safety of the people of my state. COVID deaths are up to 80, 90 a day, 60 a day. Infections are in the thousands every day. Across the country, we're having a 9/11 level event of death every day. And so I can't sit back and say, these very important considerations are more important than the life, safety, and health of everybody else in Great Grand Forks. And so I am sympathetic, but it doesn't stop the fact that I have to enforce the law.
Are restaurants causing deaths?
Well, you know, some are. You know, no one entity is responsible for all of it, but there have been, you know, deaths traced back to people going to weddings, restaurants, all kinds of places where people gather. And so that's the problem. We know that if you sit in a stationary spot for about 15 minutes without a mask on, and of course, if you're at a restaurant, you're going to have to take the mask off because you're going to have to eat at some point. And you sit in that stationary spot 15 minutes or more, that is associated with infections. And if you get an infection, depending on your health profile, you could die from that. Not only could you die from that, maybe you're going to be healthy. Maybe you're going to be perfectly fine. But you go home and hug your 80-year-old grandma, and maybe she will not be fine. So this is what we've learned from the course of the disease.
Under your analogy, though, I would have to be sitting for 15 minutes in close proximity to somebody else, right? So in other words,
yeah, that's how restaurants work, though. I mean, yeah. Any restaurant I've ever gone into, I'm sitting next to somebody for more than 15 minutes. It might take 15 minutes for the food to come out.
Well, if I go there with my wife, though, I'm sitting next to her 15 minutes at home, 15 minutes in the car. I mean, so if it's if it's family members, it's not a threat, right?
Point well taken. Point well taken. But in the next table, you might be sitting next to or pretty close. I mean, look, let me just say this to you. If there is a way to do this that can safeguard people, I think Governor Walz, and certainly I am open to doing it. Nobody wants this situation. This is a horrible situation that we're all trying to survive. You know, it's not an ideal situation. It's bad, okay? But the alternative is worse. So that's the thing. You know, that's the problem. So there you go.
Let's talk a little bit about enforcement. Obviously, there's on, you know, your desk or the desk of your lawyers or throughout your offices, the Attorney General of Minnesota, you know, you can possibly enforce and go to court for every violation, right? I mean, there's just I assume that's an accurate statement, right?
We'll try. We're going to try to enforce the law wherever it's broken.
Right, I get it. But I'm saying that it's obvious you can't get to everything. So it seems a little heavy-handed to go after small-town restaurants. Why specifically use the power and force of the Attorney General's Office of Minnesota to take on the Boardwalk in East Grand Forks or these other restaurants? Why are they being singled out?
Because they're openly and publicly saying they won't comply. I mean, this is not like somebody on the other side of town speeding and the police don't really know about it. This is somebody saying, officer, I will be speeding tomorrow right down Main Street, so make sure you know about that. And then they don't want the officer to, and then they say, I'm just a little guy, why are you enforcing law against me? Well, you know, this particular proprietor made it very clear what they were going to do, advertise it on the front end. And my fear is that when they publicly flout the law, they do encourage other people to violate it, which, of course, is very unsafe for given our COVID situation. But let me just tell you, in northwest Minnesota, as of a few days ago, there are exactly about 5 ICU beds available. Tremendous pressure on the healthcare system. Imagine getting a heart attack, a stroke, car accident, and now suddenly you need one of those beds. But they're all filled with COVID patients because people aren't compliant. Look, that's the problem that I worry about. You know, we are at 91% capacity from the standpoint of medical infrastructure at this point. We are in a tough situation. The two states that have the highest per capita infection rate in the country are South Dakota and North Dakota in that order. And then Iowa's high and Wisconsin's high. Minnesota was fairly low, but now we've creeped up because our neighbors are having these infection rates. What I'm saying is, let's try to survive this. You can't have a business if you don't survive it. And may I just add one other thing to factor in? I know that some people will go to these restaurants, even if the executive orders were lifted. But most people are aware that this disease can kill you or make you really sick. And demand is way down. So even if they opened, you know, it would demonstrate a disregard for the law, but it probably would not solve all their economic problems. We need to get a piece of legislation through Congress, and there's a bipartisan bill to be passed now. And that, I think, can help get the businesses through it. But to just let folks open up as they please, that's too dangerous. And all the advice I've ever heard says they can't do that.
And I hear what you're saying. I think that's largely because, you know, a great deal of people are scared. I think in the case of East Grand Forks, you have North Dakota rules that are different and allow restaurants to be open and have social distancing. And so you have a competitive disadvantage for an East Grand Forks restaurant. If they're open, somebody might go over from the North Dakota side to the East Grand Forks side just to be able to go to someplace different. So it's hard to say in that particular case. Well, here's what I don't understand about the whole COVID regulation thing. You'd have to be, in a cave not to know, you know, the basics. Social distancing, wear a mask, 50 minutes in one place, your highest risk. I mean, all these things. It's well known. And you also know if you have a special condition, you have a, you know, pre-existing condition, you have diabetes, you have other things, you're going to be more susceptible to having a tough time with the disease. Why can't we say, people, be smart? You know what the rules are. You know what make you sick. I mean, one of the reasons I think kids go to bars is kids see themselves as having a one in a bazillion chance of dying if they get it. So, they say, I'm at a low risk. I'm going to make a decision, go to a bar. Is it naive to think we can just let people make decisions like that? And maybe the bars won't be as full, like you say, but people will be making their own decisions. We don't need government to say you will shut down.
Yeah, but the number one and number two highest per capita infection rate states are South Dakota and North Dakota. That's been their policy. That's been their policy. Honor system. Do what you think is right. Wear a mask if you want. Don't wear one if you don't want. And they have the highest rates of infection. So, I mean, my point is simply that we've tried that experiment. It hasn't worked very well. And the reason why is this. You may get infected with COVID and recover quickly because you're super healthy and lucky. But then if you engage somebody else who has not made the choices that you've made, now they're going to be infected. So that's why we've kind of had to do something a little bit more than just say honor system. Now, I will tell you this, and I will say again, the governor is monitoring this situation daily. We're trying to ease off restrictions as infection rates decline. We have seen some improvement, not enough necessarily, but we have seen the numbers go down since the beginning of December, late November. And so you never know. We might be able to make some improvements. I would urge the business community to continue to say, Governor, this is really hurting us. If you want us to stay closed, this is the kind of help we're going to need. And as soon as we can open, we want to open. We think we can do this. Just continue the dialogue, but openly flouting, saying we're just going to do what we want because we feel we need to. I'm like, well, what about everybody else? You know, and what about the businesses that do comply?
I think the problem is, I think you have a great suggestion, but I think, unfortunately, to date, Governor Walz has not done a good job of listening to outstate Minnesota, especially border cities. And I'm hearing that from mayors who support him and Democratic legislators who support him. So I think that's part of the problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's why I'm on your show today, because I want to hear your opinion. I think it's really important. You can bet that I'm going to take what you've said to me back and say, this is super hard on people. Are there accommodations we can make? But I don't know. I can't tell anybody that there are at this point, because we're dealing with the fact that, you know, look, you know, there are people in this state who lost loved ones, who've had to bury their loved ones, who are literally dead and they're never coming back. And they weren't going to, these were not people who were like really sick. They might have been older. They might have been younger. Then we had a young school board member in St. Paul died. This woman wasn't even 32, 33 years old.
It's a pandemic. That's the explanation there. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com, and I love America. So do you. I crisscross these great plains from Minnesota to Rapid City to every corner of North Dakota. And the message is always the same. Thank you for doing what you do. Now I want to say thank you for flying that flag. Call me, 701-571-3524. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. I've got a flag ready to fly for you.
Minnesota has been under a state of emergency for 7 months. But the tens of thousands of COVID deaths that were predicted didn't happen. And only 6% of hospitalizations in Minnesota are now due to COVID. It is time to end one-man rule and get Minnesotans back to work and our kids back to school. Brought to you by the Center of the American Experiment.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC under the great big American flag on the Strip and Mandan Memorial Highway or online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Make sure you keep it a sharp eye there because Schwann's first ever green tag event is going on right now with over 60 pre-owned vehicles that must be sold. The markdowns are right on the vehicles and the daily updates are online. Hurry, check them out before they're gone. Schwann Buick GMC. All right, a minute or so left in our interview with Keith Ellison, Attorney General. We did this interview, actually, earlier this morning, bright and early this morning, so I'm not able to get your questions, and folks have been sending great questions in, but we're at a point here where he's kind of gone through the bad things that have happened from COVID, all right?
But the fact is, this thing is real. It's not imaginary.
I don't think anybody,
really happened.
Do you think anybody doubts that, though, Mr. Attorney General? You think anybody doubts that?
I mean, I have wondered whether they doubt it. I got to be honest with you. I have wondered whether people have doubted it because if people really took it seriously, I think it would be easier to gain compliance.
Well, I think people know it. I think they just choose to deal with it differently and recognize it that there's only so much you can do when there's a pandemic. But I see a lot of people in masks. I see a lot of people social distancing. I see Thanksgiving's different. Christmas is coming up different. You know, so I I see a lot of changed behavior from people that have recognized it myself. I mean, you're always going to have, you
know. That's good. Whatever. Well, I'm glad you see. That's a good report. I appreciate that.
I want to ask you last what you would say to Jane Moss and to Dan Stouse, the owners of the Boardwalk Cafe today, as we sit here on Monday, between obviously your filing and a judge's order. What do you want to say to them?
All I would say is we understand how tough it is. We want to ease that burden, but we cannot let you violate the orders, because the orders are in place to try to save lives. Work with us. Help us get a bridge package passed to help you, but please comply with the law.
What will happen if they do not? If there is a judge's order this week, I think Wednesday morning, and they say we're going to continue to do this, what's the penalty?
Well, you know, the judge has a lot of penalties, a lot of tools available. There are, you can lose your license to sell alcohol. You can lose your license to serve food and other things. You can get very substantial civil fines along with, attorney's fees and other things. I mean, it can be very costly, but nobody wants that. I don't want that. I want to see everybody thrive and grow and survive this pandemic. And so let me tell you, it is not lightly that we take this enforcement action. It's not a light thing. It is a very serious thing, which we wish we did not have to do.
Attorney General of the great state of Minnesota. Once great state of Minnesota. Maybe I could say.
You got I gave the evil eye on that one. Wait a minute.
Keith Ellison. On the program today, and I'll give Keith Ellison credit. He knows that he's coming on to agree with me on absolutely nothing, most likely, right? And and I do appreciate the fact he comes on. I don't agree with him on much, but I'm glad he's on. John Hinderacher is here from the president. John, rather, is the president of the Centers of the American Experiment, and thankfully is our breath of fresh air from Minnesota, and is talking about a COVID common sense campaign to counter things like we hear from the Attorney General. John, how are you? We lost our connection to Mr. Hinderacher. Now he's back. John, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I said that we just finished with Keith Ellison, so it was your turn for a little common sense. Can you help us out here?
Did you have Keith on?
Yeah, we just did, yeah.
I'm impressed.
And by the way, he's talking about how restaurants are blowing in. We got this one that's being sued, and they're in court this week up in East Grand Forks, so we've been following that. And, some listeners, we pre-taped the interview before the show today, so I wasn't able to use their questions from listeners' text, but one of them said, what about Walmarts? You know, it's all going to stay in Walmart. I mean, that's where the common sense goes down, you know. Bad restaurant, Walmart, okay, right? Church you can't go to, you know, this place you can.
Total Wine, man. Total Wine is wide open.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So what is the COVID common sense campaign from the Center of the American Experiment?
Well, we are once again encouraging Governor Walz and our legislators to stop destroying lives by shutting down vitally important parts of our state. And currently, of course, as we all know, restaurants and bars are closed, gyms are closed, youth sports have been halted. And these things are really bad for us. They're bad for our health. You know, they're bad all the way around. And they're not based on science. I mean, Tim Walz is the first governor, to my knowledge, to really repudiate science and data as the basis for his orders. He says it's not about numbers. It's not about statistics. It's about neighborliness. Well, okay. So apparently it's not neighborly to go to the gym. It's not neighborly to eat at a restaurant. News to me. The Department of Health's own numbers say that they can trace only 1.7% of cases of COVID to restaurants and bars. And I think it's 0.3% that they can trace to gyms. You're probably better off, safer at a gym than anywhere else you can go. And youth sports, I mean, it's just tragic. All these young people being deprived of, they can't go to school. They can't participate in activities. And it's really impacting our state's young people.
What worries me most about it is people seem to, not all, but a lot, just take it. sort of just sheeple, you know, not consider what their rights are.
There are people who are fighting back. I mean, you've got a restaurant owner there in East Grand Forks, Larvita McFarquhar, down in the southwestern part of the state, has stood up and defended her, as she believes, her constitutional right.
And God bless those ones that are. I mean, that is, you're absolutely right. But more should join this fight, and you can find at Minnesota Think Tank on Twitter more about this campaign. Senator of the American Experiment, John Hinderrocker. God bless you. Thanks, sir.
To need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans are available now with zero premium, plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursement at no extra cost. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. No obligation. To get started, go to ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net. Sponsored by the Sunderland Group. Find out more at ZeroPremium.net. ZeroPremium.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.